Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
BT is now back on the Fan, and right now, oh man, this print is so small here, Hoff. Right now on the line is Nick Costos. Look at how small that is, dude. I'm blind as
that is. Let me see. That's small.
I'm
that's
having
small.
Eye surgery in 2 weeks.
But yet it says Nick's name is.
That's Boyle. That's on Boyle. Okay. Yeah.
Well, Nick's name is huge, but what you actually have to read is right. Minuscule.
And it's the one thing I know is Nick's name, of course. On the line, our friend Nick Costos, host of You Better, You Bet, and Odyssey Sports Betting Insider. Insider calls are presented by BetMGM. Check the latest lines on the BetMGM app. Catch You Better, You Bet weekdays, 3 to 7 p.m. Eastern on the BetQL Network. And you can watch from 6 to 7 p.m. Eastern time on NBC Sports Fast Channel on Peacock. Nick, how are you ahead of this divisional round weekend? You pumped up for these games?
Oh, it's the best sports weekend of the year. You got Boyle, by the way, giving you the small print. And I have Pete Hoffman nervously texting me 8 minutes before I come on. Can you please come on and check your microphone? I log in and Boyle's like, yeah, you got 5 minutes. Great. Thanks, Pete. Literally never missed a spot ever. Nervous Nelly over there. But yes, extremely excited for the games this weekend. And it should be awesome.
And I'm going to text you this read so you see that we weren't making it up.
Oh,
and,
I'm sure.
And I'm
the
read,
and
it
sucks, dude. Like, yeah. It's a terrible. I have.
No,
I do so many. It's a terrible.
No, no, no.
Long.
The read's great. We want to.
It's too long. Yeah.
All right. Anyway, let's just go in order here. We don't need to do the New York teams. We know where we stand with those teams, and we have for a while.
Look, you sent this to me. Like, this is a perfectly reasonable like print size here. You might be blind.
I am blind.
Okay. Well, there you go.
BT and I both did. All right. Anyway, Texans, Chiefs, Saturday getting us started on, I agree with you, one of the great weekends, if not the best weekend in all sports. What do you got for Texans, Chiefs?
Yeah, so I like some props in this game, and I like teasing Kansas City as well. Now, there isn't a teaser leg at the moment, Sal, to pair Kansas City with, at least at BetMGM. This is why, like I always tell people, you know, check out my show during the week. We're on all the time, where you could have teased Kansas City with Detroit when Detroit was in range, or with Baltimore when Baltimore was a 1.5-point an underdog earlier this week. Now the Ravens are favored on the road in Buffalo. So if another leg emerges, like Lions go down to 8.5, I would like to tease Kansas City. I feel very strongly that the Chiefs will win. I don't love laying this huge number with Kansas City, just given the fact that the Chiefs have not been a team that have like won a ton of games by margin, although they did down the stretch of the season when they were playing their starters. So probably no bet for me on the side of the game. Lean towards Houston to cover. You're doing a money line parlay. I would take the Chiefs to win the game for sure. Couple props, though, Sal, that I really like in this game. On the Kansas City side, so I think it stands to reason on-field handicap, right? We watched Texans-Chargers last week. The Texans' pass rush is ferocious. Like, it's actually really, really, really good with Danielle Hunter and the second-year player Will Anderson, last year's Defensive Rookie of the Year. And the Chiefs have had issues this year keeping Patrick Mahomes upright, specifically at the offensive tackle position. So, you know, I'm sure Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes know. If I know it, I'm sure they know it, right? So I think the game plan is likely to be on passing downs, Mahomes gets the ball out of his hands really quickly. And who do I think that benefits? Certainly Travis Kelce. 52.5 receiving yards is his prop. I like the over there. And I also like DeAndre Hopkins, right, who was brought over from Tennessee at the trade deadline back on October 23rd, going against one of his former teams. I think he's going to play basically all the snaps in this game. Hopkins and Kelsey. Kelsey would be my preferred option for some props coming up for tomorrow's game.
Nick, let me ask you this, because I probably agree that's a lot of wood to lay at eight points here, minus 8 or so. For a team that has had five games where, I believe it's five, maybe four, but certainly at least that, where they've had only, 18, 19 points, so they haven't really been blowing people out. So I wouldn't feel good about that. Oh, if you had to gravitate to the over or the under, factoring in the weather, it's an outdoor game, it's going to be a little chilly, I don't know if it's going to be wet, but do you like the over or the under? It's right around 41, 41 change. Anything jump out on that side?
Yeah, I think 41, 44, and 47 are a key numbers in the 40s when we're talking about betting totals. So this one's hovering over 41 right now. It's 41.5, juice towards going up to 42. So, I mean, at 41, I guess maybe I'd consider playing the over. I think we're in no man's land right now here. If I had to guess the final score of the game, I would say Chiefs 24. I guess I'd go under 24. 24-14, 24-17, something like that. Mm-hmm. So maybe a lean for me towards the under. Don't feel that confident about it. I'll just stick with my Chiefs positions. Chiefs to win, Chiefs in teaser legs, and some of those props that I mentioned.
How about the Saturday night game, Lions and Washington here? Of the two, who do you think is the more live dog, Texans or Washington? And just get into the game specifically with Detroit and Washington.
It has to be Washington, just because I think, I've said this all week, and I think some people think this is nuts. I think it's not. I think it's way right. I think Jaden Daniels is already the best quarterback in the NFC. I think he's already number one. I think he's better than Goff. I think he's better than Stafford. And I think he's better than Jalen Hurts. And any other quarterback in the conference, I would take Jaden Daniels already over all of them. Hmm. Now, here's how the Commanders win the game. You have both coaches, your old guy, Sal, Dan Quinn, and obviously Dan K, the two Dans, who both love going for it. Now, and Quinn's undergone a metamorphosis here, where he was so conservative with the Falcons, and now he goes for it constantly on fourth down. We saw it in the wild card game last Sunday night against Tampa, right? So let's say, the Commanders go for four fourth downs, they get all of them. Three of the four, whatever. The Lions, you know what Dan Campbell's going to do. He's going to go for it on a bunch of these plays. What if the Washington gets all of theirs and the Lions miss a bunch of theirs? Then you get a game state where Washington maybe steals this one outright and wins the game. I would say that's like, you need like a card to come out for a royal flush and every other card in the deck you lose. I think it's unlikely that the Commanders can win the game, but I give them a better chance than I give Houston on the road at the Chiefs. Now, as far as betting the game, I think what terrifies you, if you like the Lions, Detroit, guys, has the highest team total of the season in any game that any team has played this season. Detroit's team total is 33.5. So the betting market's saying Detroit's scoring like at least 33 points in this game.
Mm-hmm.
Detroit's going to score, right? So if you bet the Lions, let's say they're up, 34-20 with 2 minutes to play, and Washington has the ball, and here's Jaden Daniels driving down the field to backdoor, and you lose the bet. And the Lions win, but you lose your bet. That's what makes me nervous about laying Detroit. I'm nervous about laying Washington because the Lions could score 50 in the game. I have stronger thoughts on both of Sunday's games. Hmm. My advice here would be, and we could talk about some props, Terry McLaurin over is the best prop bet of the weekend. Terry, like Washington's number one receiver against this Lions secondary. If Detroit comes back down into teaser range, 8.5, down to 2.5, paired with the Chiefs, I think that's a winning two-team teaser like coming up on Saturday.
Let me ask you this, because, I mean, that's a pretty strong statement. I don't really necessarily disagree, because the NFC, the stable of quarterbacks there, it's weaker than the AFC. But just say, and for those who missed it, Nick just said he thinks that Jaden Daniels is already the best quarterback in the NFC. But just throw him in the AFC, if he was, right? Where does he stack up with those guys, out of curiosity?
Okay, so we can literally, he's not as good as Allen.
Burrow.
So, Burrow. Lamar.
Yep.
I think he's better than Stroud.
Okay.
And Herbert. Mahomes is better. And, I would say I would take Daniels right now over Herbert because Daniels can do more with his legs.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
I take him over Tua easily.
Yes, yes.
Easily.
I agree.
And Stroud, Trevor Lawrence for sure.
That's pretty good.
Bo Nix. Yeah, okay. And I would take him over Herbert. I think Daniels is great. Maybe people hear this and they're like, well, you're nuts, maybe. I think he's – and it doesn't mean that the Lions can't win by 30 on Saturday night, tomorrow night.
Yeah.
It won't change my opinion on Daniels moving forward.
I guess the only one that I would have a question with in the NFC – would be your guy, Jordan Love. I know you love Love and the Packers. You would say definitively right now you think Daniels is better than Jordan Love?
Well, I'd say, you know, I am a Love defender. I defended him on Monday on my show. But, you know, like, to be fair, because like, they lost a lot of receivers, right? Like, Watson was out for the season. Reed leaves the game. Dobbs leaves the game on Sunday in Philadelphia. And I'm making the case, you know, and he was hurt a couple times this season. Like, that's all true. Jaden Daniels was also hurt this season. He has no one outside of Terry McLaurin to throw the football to. It's Olamide Zaccheaus, Diami Brown, Noah Brown. How many more bad Browns can you get? And like 58-year-old
Zach.
Bad news Browns. Yeah, exactly. With the ghetto blaster, right? And Zach Ertz.
Nice.
Yeah, I mean, I'm all over it.
Good job.
And 58-year-old Zach Ertz. And Daniels is still playing awesome.
Yeah.
So, like, I like Jordan Love. I love Jaden Daniels.
Okay. Hey, Nick, so... This is so interesting to me. I don't know how you can answer this. Lions, Bills, all right?
Lions win by 30.
Well, no, forget about that. More pressure. They're both at home. They both had massive regular seasons. Both never won the Super Bowl. Which team has more pressure this weekend?
Buffalo.
Why?
Well, because this is like year like 85 of Josh Allen and Sean McDermott, and they haven't gotten over the hump yet. Where I think, and like both teams obviously have pressure here. But look, I'll give you, you said you don't know how I'll answer this question. I'll throw you a curveball here, and we'll do a little historical stuff. So yes, like the Lions have never been in this position before, home field throughout the NFC. It's never happened in the history of the franchise. Buffalo, even though neither team has won the Super Bowl, you cannot make a case that Detroit is a more tortured franchise than the Buffalo Bills, right? So my first year watching football is not obsessively is 1990.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
90, January 27th, 1991. Giants 20, Bills 19. Three Super Bowl losses consecutively followed that. They haven't been back to the Super Bowl since then. Had maybe the most devastating divisional round playoff loss ever a couple years ago in the 13 seconds game against Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs, where that idiot Sean McDermott blew the game like he blows every big game, like he'll blow on Sunday to the Baltimore Ravens. So yes, like it would be devastating for both teams to lose. I think the Bills will be feeling the pressure a lot more than the Lions will.
You are something, man. I love it. All right, so let's get into that game. Then we'll go backwards. So start with the Sunday late game with the Bills and Ravens. You just kind of gave us some insight there, but give us more thoughts on that particular matchup.
I love the Ravens. I love Baltimore. It scares me how much I love the Ravens.
To win or to cover?
Both.
And they're what is it, minus 1.5?
Minus one and a half. This opens, like, a Bills minus 1.5. I was like, okay. All right. Not that they're, again, it's a high total. It's not like it's the worst opener of all time. But really? The Ravens are going to be dogs to the Bills? No way. So we bet that. Imagine this. I have teasers with Kansas City minus 2.5 and Baltimore plus 7.5. The bet can lose. I'm not saying it's going to win, but you feel pretty good about that bet when you click the button. I'm not sure this game's going to be that close. People are saying, well, you know, quarterback with the ball in his hands last is going to win. I don't agree. I think this could be, and I don't want to say it's going to be like Ravens like it was in Week 4, where Baltimore just won by 25 on Sunday Night Football. I don't know if it's going to be that, but I think the Ravens will win this game by 7 to 10 points. I think they will run all over Buffalo. I give Baltimore a huge, in the same way you would give Kansas City a huge coaching edge over Buffalo,
yeah,
I give the Ravens the big coaching edge here, and I think we are staring down the barrel of what will be one of the most anticipated championship games in recent memory next week, where we get the rematch of what we saw last year in Baltimore, this time at Arrowhead, with the Chiefs and the Ravens, and the point spread of that game is going to be a pick'em, and it's going to be awesome.
So if the Bills lose, McDermott out?
I think they should have fired him last year, so you're talking to the wrong guy. I mean... I feel like they'll probably keep him and say, well, Allen, like, almost, I don't think Allen's going to win MVP, but they go, well, Allen, like, almost won MVP, we traded Diggs, won the division, like, lost to, you know, a potentially historically great team, maybe in the Ravens, so we'll bring him back.
Yeah.
I'll put 10 toes down on, as the kids would say, 10 toes down on this one. I don't think Josh Allen can and will win a Super Bowl. It will not come with this bozo as the head coach. Dude, in the playoffs last year against the Chiefs, they ran a fake punt to Damar Hamlin. Like, really? This guy is not, it's not a serious, talking about 9/11 hijackers, like, in training. This is not a serious human being.
All right. Oh, man, I love it. We're talking with Nick Costos here. Last one, hit us with the Eagles and the Rams Sunday early afternoon.
Yeah, so, I say sometimes, you know, I do some stupid stuff sometimes. Like, the other day, at the end of my show, on NBC Sports Now, on Peacock, we're giving our bets, right? And I say, Georgia's playing Tennessee in college hoops. Tennessee's favored by 12.5. I say on the air, say, guys, this is probably a stupid bet, but I'm going to take the 12.5 with Georgia. Both defensive teams, so I think Georgia keep it close anyway. Yada, yada, yada. Tennessee wins by 18. That was a stupid bet. I knew that going in. I want to offer kind of the same preamble here for the bets that I'm going to make in this game. I'm going to make the bets. I think really smart people disagree with me here, but I'm going to ride with my opinion. And for anyone out there listening, I lose, I win, but I also lose. If you disagree, do whatever the hell you want. It's your money. I'm going to bet the Rams to cover. I'm going to wait to see if I can get a better number. It's 6 right now. My sense is this will go up a little bit. I don't think it will go to 7. But 6.5, I will take the points with the Rams. And I'll bet the over in the game also. It's 43.5 right now. That's a buy point for me on the over in this game, where I'm like the last remaining Jalen Hurts defender, where I think he's a big-time quarterback. You don't stand toe-to-toe with Patrick Mahomes in the Super Bowl and, like, stink. And people think he stinks, and I don't think he stinks. And on the flip side, you know, Matthew Stafford and the Rams offense guys struggled a lot down the course of the regular season. And then Sean McVay sat Stafford and Nacua and Kupp and Kyren Williams in the regular season finale. And, like, we watched Monday night against Sam Darnold and the Vikings. Matthew Stafford came out and was throwing darts on the opening drive. And I think that week off did him a ton of good.
How about the snow in that game?
So, great. I'm happy that you asked. So, we may have snow in both games on Sunday. In Buffalo and in Philly. And local, we're going to have snow here probably, right? In New York on Sunday. The thing that destroys offenses is not snow or rain, unless we're talking like biblical proportions, like 94, blizzard of 94, blizzard of 96 in New York. I don't think we're getting that here. It's wind. And right now, and all of this stuff is publicly available. And now, as I say sometimes, the only people that are wrong more often than people like me who give out bets and get to keep their jobs are weathermen. Mm-hmm. So we got a lot of days for the weather forecast to change. But it looks like right now we're looking at like 11-mile-per-hour winds. 25 is usually the threshold where you say, okay, teams are going to have difficulty throwing the ball. So I'm going to paint a picture for everybody. A winter wonderland. You turn on your TV at 2:30 on NBC and Peacock where you can watch You Better, You Bet. Cheap plug. And you see snow on the field, but the wind's not bad. Think about this. Offensive players know where they're going before the play is called. Defensive players don't. If the field is slippery, that is a big-time advantage for the offense. So I actually think snow but no wind like helps the over, not the under. And I hope that we get those conditions coming up on Sunday in Philly.
All right. Thank you, Nick. We appreciate it as always. Good luck this weekend.
Pete Alonso going to sign with the Yankees or what?
Stop. Yeah. We don't want him.
Oh, we don't? No. I kind of want him.
What?
What, to play third? I mean, he would be better than DJ over there, I think.
I'll tell you what, Sal, you guys are hit that big homer against Milwaukee.
I'm just saying,
you guys are messing with chemistry a little bit here. Wanted to say that for the Mets.
Vladdy, take the odds on that, Nick. That's my advice to you.
You could throw all your money in the world out there, but money can't buy chemistry, Sal Licata.
Yeah, all right. Go ahead, hit us with it.
Yeah, wishing everyone Mineral Sweats winning bets the episode. Very best of luck.
That was the host of You Better, You Bet, and Odyssey Sports Betting Insider, Nick Costos. Insider calls are presented by BetMGM. Go check out all the latest lines today on the BetMGM app. I would pay to see Sean McDermott and Nick in the same room at the same time. I mean, he is funny, BT, but that is, you know, bozo, that idiot.
And McDermott would smack him. That's what would happen. I mean, that's what I think would happen.
I love it. Like the Jim Rome and Chris Everett.
Back in
the day. Jim Everett. I'm sorry.
Not Chris.
He kept calling him Chris.
He kept calling him Chrissy. Chris or Chrissy. I think a lot of people think that was staged. People still think that was staged.
We still talk about it to this day.
Launched his career.
Seemed real back then.
It did. Call me that again. I'm going to slap you.
Sean McDermott's 6'4". Chrissy. He doesn't look that big on the sideline.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Is Nick big? I've never seen Nick.
Not 6'4 big. No,
yeah,
I
McDermott.
Think Nick
my money's on McDermott. Yeah. How do you like those odds, Nick?
Oh, I just think it's hilarious.
Minimal sweats? No, you're going to be sweating a lot if he's staring in your face.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+. And we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.